want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, menudo. Long before any boy bands tormented or tantalized the radio airwaves, depending on your musical tastes, the food menudo, a soup stew, was a siren song sung to me for the first time back in my younger days in a little grocería named La Bodega in Diamond Lake, Illinois. Maybe it was the alleged attributes of menudo being able to cure a hangover that first led me to its pleasures. It must have been something strong to convince me. Menudo is not made with things I normally consumed in my boyhood. No hangover is required at all anymore for me to long for some of that homemade restorative soup. And I had a hunch I'd find some of that in Homestead, where one can find the best concentration of Mexican food to be found in either Dade or Monroe counties. My granddaughter's first birthday had arrived, so we wended our way south once again to gather with the combined, via marriage, clans of Van Aken and Yeaber. Menudo belongs to a family of soups that one might consider nearly dangerous, but in our newly and justifiably lauded nose-to-tail cooking world, it appears that many adventurous foodies are branching out and allowing and even clamoring for all kinds of cuts, parts, anatomical oddities of bona fide deliciousness. We arrived in Homestead and entered a new favorite Mexican restaurant. It is hardly new to its customers, but new to my patronage, and I am hoping for a long-term relationship with her. I ordered from the straightforward menu, and soon honeycomb tripe poked its geometric patterns above a red broth directly under my smiling face. Chili powder flecks bloomed in my soup spoon. A small plate of cut limes, diced jalapenos, and sweet onion were served alongside by a confident teenage girl. It seemed a beer might not be completely out of line despite the early hour, but I demurred, remembering the long drive ahead. I knew that I might not have ordered this soup had it not come with the amazing handmade tortillas served here as well. Or maybe I would have. But the woman I saw making them through the open window of the kitchen spoiled me when it comes to the world of tortillas, at least in terms of South Florida. I would withstand a border patrol to get at some I've had in Mexico. In addition to the tripe, or cow's stomach, if you prefer, it is the life-affirming goodness of soups such as these that I find nearly celestial. I was discussing the nose-to-tail concept with a friend of mine named Julia, and our joint agreement resolution made over some excellent mezcal one night in a Coral Gables pork-centric establishment was that it should be applied to the world of vegetables and tubers as well. Too often we only use parts of the vegetables and discard others unnecessarily. Julia and I toasted our insight. Who knew mezcal was brain food? Salud! There is a wonderful new book out called Roots. It is part cookbook and part reference book. It is encyclopedic and also beautifully illustrated. The author is named Diane Morgan. I am in love with this book maybe as much as I am in love with menudo. I'm beginning to conjure up ideas about inserting some of the amazing roots she so lovingly writes about onto the sturdy frame of this all-encompassing soup. Then at least my wife, Janet, will have something more to enjoy as she dodges the tripe I lust after, allowing herself only the broth so far. Menudo, I can hear you singing my song. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.